Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. You might be the season ticket holder with the furthest drive to the arena. When you live in Tucson in the offseason and you're a Cleveland Cavaliers season ticket holder, but there's a good reason for it. You love the game, and how about what they did last night?
You know what, Hammy, and part of the reason I did it is because I'm not here all that much in the winter, but I guess it was a way I could show my appreciation. One, I wanted to kind of back the Cavs. I thought it was a cool way to do it. But the other one is a lot of people that work here for the team can use the tickets during the winter. And I have gotten some of the nicest thank yous for that. And then when I am here, I can go, which I love. But it's also time for maybe some of the clubhouse kids or Chris or might take his wife. And I get a kick out of that. So it's good. It was really cool last night on a number of fronts. One, you know, watching the end of the game, I was in my where I live, and there was a lot of people there, and they were all younger than me. And you know, so I'm trying to act my age, and it was really hard, you know, like when Kyrie made that three and then LeBron blocked that layup from Iguodala. Man, it's hard. I caught myself a couple times, my fist going up in the air. And then I stood up in my apartment and watched the crowd outside, and I watched them enjoy, and it didn't look like it got too out of hand, which was really good because I wanted Cleveland – now that they got a chance to be on the national stage to put their best foot forward.
You know what? You've been there before. Heck, you won two World Series in Boston, but you've also seen that area do well, whether it's the Patriots or the Celtics, and I know you and Doc Rivers have become good friends. What does that do for a city, Tito? You've seen it firsthand.
It's the darndest thing, Hammy. Sports, I was talking about this last night to a group I was speaking with. Sports is not do or die. It's not like, you know, brain surgery or things like that or curing cancer, but it's amazing how much people care, and you get attached, and you get emotionally attached, and you see the outpouring of emotions last night when the Cavs won. There's nothing wrong with that. You're going to see people walk around now with their chest out, and you know what? Good. They deserve it. That's why you watch sports. It's okay to be invested. And I keep trying to tell people, don't be afraid to be in part of the journey. You don't just wait till they win and say, oh, that was good. Enjoy the journey because nobody has a crystal ball and you don't know how it's going to turn out. That's part of the fun of sports.
Well, talking about enjoying the journey, you're in the midst of a journey right now with the Indians. You're in first place right now. Can you as a manager ever enjoy the journey?
Yeah, Hammy, I think I do. I mean, I really do. I mean, I get stressed when we lose, I think, like everybody else. But I think it's pretty obvious I like our team. I enjoy our team. You know, we certainly have frustrations. There's no getting around that. But I know when 7 o'clock comes at night, I get excited. And I like that feeling. And it's because of our players and the guys I work with here. And it's a good feeling to know that you have a chance to win. I mean, because not every team can say that. Okay, we might not have as good a chance as every team. I don't know. But I know we have a chance, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, and this month, all of your walk-off wins have come in the month of June. Terry, is there something that can build off that? I mean, everybody always says, hey, we're never out until the 27th out, but a lot of times that's just talk.
You know, Hammy, I agree. You have to say it, and everybody believes it. I mean, my goodness, you don't ever go out there thinking you're going to lose. I know there's games that look awful ugly, and I keep thinking, well, if this goes right and this goes right, we're going to win. But I do think what happens is if you don't turn your motor off until it's over, because sometimes you turn your motor off for a couple innings, and then you maybe have a spurt at the end, but it's not enough. You just keep playing, and if you get one here or one here, then all of a sudden the runs you do score are meaningful. And I think our guys have done a really good job of even prolonging innings, even when we don't score, but maybe getting a pitcher out an inning earlier, things like that.
You also have a team, Terry, where guys must all feel like they're a part of it because you don't have a club that one or two guys carry this club on a nightly basis. I mean, you had a guy in David Ortiz that maybe has more game-winning clutch hits than almost any player in the history of the game. But for you, it might be Jose Ramirez. It might be Michael Martinez. It's amazing.
You know, managing different teams is very different. I remember back in Boston, I used to take a lot of criticism because we didn't bunt very much. And I used to tell people one of my biggest challenges was making sure that David and Manny had to get pitched to because I didn't want people to be able to pitch around them. So if you bunt and they pitch around them, it doesn't do you any good. Now, on this team, now certainly we try to make sure that when Knapp's hitting, we don't run into an out because he's always has that ability to hit that ball at the ballpark. But with the other guys, we want to go first and third. We want to push it a little bit. We know going first to third and scoring on base hits is what we need to do. So we try to take what we have and do it good more often. And our guys have done a really good job of doing that.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and Tampa Bay coming up next on the Indians Radio Network.